Cyclists have set new speed records in the Iditarod Trail Invitational. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Smooth Trail is credited with helping athletes in the 350-mile race that's human-powered between Kinnick and McGrath.
Kevin Breitenbach of Fairbanks pedaled his fat tire bike into the Kuskokwim River village of McGrath, capping a ride that shattered the previous Iditarod Trail Invitational record by over 14 hours. Breitenbach covered the 350-mile trail in 2 days, 4 hours, 43 minutes, rolling over snow, ice, and dirt.
It was certainly fast, but it was exhausting. I've never ridden quite like that, just kind of a mouthful of dust the whole time. After a while, you're just kind of hoping for snow, something to slow you down.
Breitenbach says he was probably able to ride all but about a mile of the trail while sleeping under an hour and a half over two-plus days. Breitenbach traveled with Anchorage cyclist Tim Bernston and Massachusetts-based rider Alec Petro for much of the race. He says he tried to grab the lead at the 200-mile mark after Roan, channeling the spirit of former Invitational champ, the late endurance iconoclast Rocky Reifenstuhl of Fairbanks.
On the trail, I thought a lot about him. And it's just like, you know, when am I going to do something different? When am I going to try and do something bold?
Breitenbach did make his move, but says it didn't last.
With no snow, I put a stick straight through my tire, and there went my lead.
Breitenbach says Bernston caught up and helped him fix the tire, and the race came down to the final 50 miles.
You know, at Nikolai, we just kind of looked at each other, and we knew it had to be a race, and you don't know how that's going to shake out.
It shook out with Breitenbach dropping Bernston and holding on over Smooth Trail into McGrath, edging him by 21 minutes. Petro was third, another 2 hours back. Much of the front of the pack surpassed the old speed record set in 2013, including women's winner Heather Best of Fairbanks, whose last Invitational race ended with a scratch during a heavy snow year.
You know, last time it was like the tale of two extreme years. I walked to Squinton in 3 days and went home, so I haven't seen most of the trail to know conditions were better, but I just think it was virtually 100% rideable this year if you had the low enough gear and wanted to push it with your knees enough. And the warm temperatures, you know, you didn't really have to, like, worry about, like, keeping your face from freezing, and just everything rolls better when the temperatures are quite a bit warmer like that.
Best says conditions did a lot to keep this year's Iditarod Trail Invitational from turning into the typical suffer fest.
I would say the suffer factor was quite low this year.
Only a few of the 54 cyclists and runners who started this year's race Sunday have scratched. Foot racers are also on track to break records. Several competitors plan to keep racing after McGrath, pushing all the way to Nome and likely besting speed records for the 1,000-mile race. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.